It's time to hit the roads with David Brown from drivenmedia.com.au. David, are you well?
I am well, and I'm thinking about how electric vehicles are changing.
We have spoken a couple of times about the Hyundai Ioniq. It's arrived in Australia now.
Well, yes, we've had an Ioniq, but the new Ioniq 5 that comes out is really quite a step. It's the first time they've actually built an electric vehicle on a totally electric platform. Now, in the past, electric vehicles have been a derivative of putting in an electric power plant in what was a vehicle originally made and designed for an internal combustion engine. Doesn't make it a bad fit, but the opportunity to be different if you start from scratch, if you start with a base model platform that has been designed for electric vehicle, gives you much more opportunities. And tell you what, there's a few different variants there that bring back different aspects of measuring that we might have not thought about for a long time.
I tell you one thing that I reckon will change over time. You know, once upon a time with the vehicle, you want to know what sort of per kilometre you'll get per litre. Now I imagine it's a case of how long will the battery last and how quick will it charge?
Yeah, and the words you didn't use there was what was the range. Now, the range can be important.
Yes.
And obviously, around the Hunter and that, the range can be significant, is a significant issue. Yet, you're quite right. If you can recharge it, if you understand how you're using the car, I think we've said in the past, the first question might not be what's the range, but how are you going to use it? Now, this one has a range of about 430 to 450 kilometres and the ability to charge pretty quickly. Now, the interesting thing, too, is most electric vehicles have tended to be a standard sort of sedan or an SUV shape. This one, the Ioniq 5, looks in a photo almost like a little hot hatch.
Ooh.
Yet when you get into it, Matt, it's bigger, but it's got that almost golf look from early hot hatches. You remember,
You
remember the Peugeot 205. It had that sort of a bit of an angle, a little hot hatch to it. And the other thing is, it doesn't have a significant grille. Hyundais have tended to be slow in getting rid of what used to be the grille. It's now, if you look at their Kona and that, they're accepting you don't need a grille. In the past, you didn't have it, but they made one that looked a bit like a grille. You don't need it as much. You need a little bit of cooling for the battery, but you certainly don't need as much as you needed for the internal combustion engine. So it's a really distinctive-looking little car with some interesting powertrains.
Have you taken one for a drive?
Yes, I have.
And
but I'm not allowed just yet to talk about the driving impressions because there's an embargo on it. But I have driven it, and I've got to say that overall, I think electric vehicles have become much, much better. There's some research out too that now with electric trucks, truck drivers get less tired. Mercedes has found this, and that is the sort of features that I particularly love about electric cars and the functionality of them as well. Now, the interesting thing is the base two-wheel drive has the engine in the back driving the back wheels.
Yeah. I was going to say that would put it in the category of a hot hatch, wouldn't it?
Well, we go back almost to Volkswagen Beetles, where that sort of thing became very strong. Now, but there's still room in the back. They've still got 500 litres of space in the back. I mean, it's very clever. But you can get an all-wheel drive version where they have an engine in the front and an engine in the back. That's not unusual, but the fact that the big engine is in the back giving a lot of power, the total kilowatts that these things can be up around the WRX STI.
Ooh.
I mean, it's got heaps of torque. It's got performance, and again, that really gets it back almost to the hot hatch sort of image.
And whenever you want to find out what's happening in the world of motoring, you've got to listen to David Brown when he joins us on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show, and he will again next Thursday. Thanks, David.
My pleasure.